Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's spend a couple of minutes. I know, nice of him to come on a day where he's playing, but the defending national champs are back in action tonight. And we get a chance to chat with Jay Wright. Jay, welcome. How are you?
Hey, Mike. How are you, buddy?
Good, thank you. You ready for it? Has it come fast or has it come slow? You've been waiting for it or is it now just – is the offseason been a blur because you're coming off a championship?
The offseason is always a blur, but yeah, coming off this season, it definitely has been. And we moved the start time up this year. You know, usually we start on this Friday – but we're able to start the first Tuesday this year, so this is the earliest we've ever started.
Right,
but we like that, man. We like to get to the games, so we're fired up.
How was it different this year, Jay? First of all, did you get a chance to just step back and realize how terrific your team was and how high a level they played in this tournament? I mean, your team played brilliantly throughout this tournament.
We did, Mike. You know, when you're in it, you don't think about that. But when the season's over, and especially when you start the next season, you start doing the preseason shows and people start hitting you with the numbers, you know, the most three-pointers ever made in a college basketball season, most wins over the last 4 years or something in college basketball history, stuff like that. When they start hitting you with that stuff and you start working with a new team and you've lost those guys, you realize how good that team was, you know, and it was different than after 16-2. The off season was different. We slowed it down a little bit. We didn't do as many of the, you know, the kind of responsibilities that you have after winning a championship. We made sure we concentrated on the new guys that are coming in, and so it was a different off season. We did get to actually relax between the 16-17 season. I don't think I did a good job of that as a leader. I thought we tried to do everything, and the seasons just ran into each other, and we were exhausted by the end of the 17 season.
You know, that second championship really stamps you. You know, I know you're not a guy who dwells on this stuff, but winning that second championship really separates you. I mean, anyone can win a championship. When you win two championships and do it in such short time, I mean, that's an impressive run, and your team has been ranked no worse than sixth at any time in the last 6 years, which is a remarkable achievement. I mean, it really is. You've had an incredible run there the last 6 years.
Thanks, Mike. As you know, I mean, we've been very blessed with, you know, five straight years of veteran players that have stuck around. You know, it went back to Daniel Chefu before the 16 season. You know, he could have left early after the 15 season. He came back, you know, and then Josh Hart could have left early after the 16 season. He came back. And then Bridges and Jalen Brunson could have left after the 17 season. They came back. And so we were really blessed with having veteran guys and great young guys. It was interesting. After we won in 16, everybody was making the point that we were the first team to win a national championship without an NBA draft choice. But it turned out that Archie Diacono and Ochefo were not draft choices, but both of them played in the NBA the next year. And then on that team was Bridges, who became a draft choice, was DiVincenzo, who became a draft choice, yep. And Brunson, who became a draft choice, and Josh Hart, who became a first-round draft. They were just young. But we did have great players on that 16 team. And that, you know, that's what does it, man. When you have great players, that's when you win.
And DiVincenzo's doing great. He's having a great start. Bucks are doing great. He's doing great. I've been watching him. He's doing a great job. He really is.
Yeah, that's a fun team, man.
It really is. It's a heck of a team, yeah.
I follow the NBA more as a fan. You know, I'm a Philly guy. I follow the Sixers, and I watch our guys. So I wasn't. I don't know. Did you think Milwaukee was going to be like that this year?
I thought they'd be better, but not this good. But I tell you, the freak has become such a good player. He's unbelievable. I mean, he's the top five player in the league now. That guy.
Yeah, their series with Boston last year showed me. All right, they're good. You know, I'm looking at this team this year, and I think they could contend with the Celtics.
I agree. And I tell you, he's getting good minutes though for a first year player. He's been in the end of games. They give him a lot of responsibility. He's filling up the box score. He's getting rebounds. He's getting assists. I mean, he's doing a good job.
He really is. Dante's kind of wise beyond his years. I mean, he redshirted his freshman year because he broke his foot, and he actually never started for us. But he's always was a mature player. And Mike Bodenhauser has said to me, he's texted me during the year, he's like, wow, man, he's made such a difference for us because even though he's young, he plays like an older player. And it's really helped us because even, you know, we got a rookie in there, but he plays maturely. He handles himself like a veteran with his work ethic, his diet, his attention to detail. And you know, they got a lot of other good pieces.
Yep.
And he's coming off the bench as a rookie, but he's really playing like a veteran.
Good for him. Now this team, you got Pascal, who was an unsung hero last year. The guy was great. Yeah. I mean, he won games for you. And you got Booth, who can be an incredibly explosive player. So now it's their time. And then you got the kid from Albany, right? Is he a bomber? Is he a 3-point bomber, the guy from Albany?
Yeah. Yeah. He had a facial injury, so he's been out for 2 weeks. But he's got a mask on. Well, tonight will be his first night that he's cleared to go. But he's going to be able to help us as a veteran player who's got some experience. And Pascal and Booth, I think, can be, you know, two of the best players in college basketball.
No question. Really. Hey, Booth's always had a lot of ability.
Yeah. I mean, both of them have been on two national championship teams. You know,
yep.
Pascal was sitting out that year, but practicing with us all year. Booth was the leading scorer in the championship game, you know, so as a freshman, so, or as a sophomore. But he has seen it all in college basketball. So we got some good young pieces. We got a lot of depth, but we got to kind of separate. Those two are elite, and then we've got about nine guys between. We have no juniors. Nine guys that are good. Gillespie played last year. Tamir Cosby-Roundtree played last year.
And Samuels, right? Samuels played. Yeah. Yep, yeah.
So, and the freshmen. So all those guys are kind of in a pack. We got to get some of them to separate as the season goes on.
Now, no mercy for you. We're talking with Jay Wright, the defending national champion, as they open up the season tonight. They still picked you to win the Big East. So, you know, they weren't going to let you get away. So they picked you still to win the Big East this year. What do you think of the Big East? Now, it's a little different conference this year, obviously. Different teams, you know, teams going to get a step back. Creighton's going to take a little step back. Xavier's going to take a little step back. But St. John's could have a good year, as a matter of fact.
I agree. I think that you have teams that were young last year, like St. John's and Georgetown, that are become more experienced and are going to be really good. And I think you have some teams that were experienced that lost some guys like Providence and Xavier and Creighton and us who bring in some good pieces. So we're younger, but it might take us some time. I think the league is up for grabs more than it's ever been. Marquette was young last year, and they've got some guys coming back. So I know when we had to pick, you know, you can't vote for ourselves. So you're picking the preseason poll. And I know we were just like, what the hell, man? It could be Marquette. It could be St. John's. It could be Georgetown. We didn't know what to do. I think that's what everybody else was doing too. And they figured, all right, let's just throw Villanova up there. Now we pick them every other year. Let's just throw them up there. It'll be safe. So I really think it's going to be as evenly matched as it has ever been. But what's going to be important is that we all get to a certain level that, which is possible, that we could get seven, eight teams in, as opposed to, you know, we all don't elevate ourselves at a point maybe where we get three teams in, three or four. You know, we have the parity how good are we going to get by the end of the season?
Is it a different year? Does it feel like a different year? Does it feel like a respite? You've had a lot of pressure to win the last couple of years. You had 30-win teams every year. A lot was expected. You won one championship, to come back, win another championship. To not have that pressure when the season starts this year, does that make, and have such a young team, does that make it a different challenge, to make it fun for a change to have a different team like that this year?
Yeah, it is definitely different, Mike. Like, you know, going into 16, we knew we had a really good team. You know, we were ranked early. We had a chance to win a national championship coming after 16, 17. We were number one seed going to that tournament in 17. So you knew you had a team, good team coming back in 18. So whereas this year, everyone's just like, oh, poor Villanova. They lost four guys, you know. And
nobody's saying poor Villanova, I promise you.
You're right, actually. Wait, like I said, the Villanova people are saying that. They're saying poor Villanova. Nobody else. You're right. But it's really weird. I like it better the other way. I like it when you know you have a good team and you got the pressure on you. So I don't want to say it's more fun this way. That's fun. But it's definitely a different challenge. And it's refreshing would be the word, Mike. You know, if you just, you know, like we're starting off tonight, we're playing Morgan State. I know I got two guys. I know what they're going to do. The other nine, we're going to play 11. I don't know what they're going to do tonight. You know, we had a scrimmage against North Carolina at home where we looked really good. We had a scrimmage at Virginia where we didn't look as good, you know. And I just think that's where we're going to be early in the season. And that's a challenge as a coach. You know, I can't get caught up in being frustrated if we're not where we were the last few years. But I still got to demand as much of them as possible to get them to be their best.
Yeah, but here's what you've become. You've become, and that you've replaced, Calhoun did this in this league, and it's an amazing achievement to do it at Villanova. You've become one of the dynasties in college basketball. You rank right now with Kentucky, with Duke, with France, and you're looked at like that, and that's, when you can get a program to that level, that's an incredible achievement. So you should be very proud of that, because that's how you're looked at now. You're looked at, you got people voting for you number one this year preseason. They gave you got a first place vote.
Well, I that's an honor. It means a lot from you. I know you follow this. I know when the years when we were down, you were telling me, hey, man, you better get out of the second round. You're going to be in trouble. So you tell it like it is. So it's an honor to be mentioned with those teams. You've earned that, though.
You know, you've earned to be put up there with the Titans of the sport. You guys have been ranked. As a matter of fact, you've been the best team in college basketball for the last 6 years. You've been the most successful team in the country for six straight years, which is an incredible. You broke records for wins. You won two national championships. You have owned college basketball for the last 5 or 6 years.
We have had a hell of a run, and it's all about all the programs you named. It's about consistency, you know. It's about what do you do in the years like this year, you know, when you lose four guys in the NBA. Those guys that you mentioned, they lose guys like that, and they come back, and they find a way. You know, it might not be their national championship team, but they're knocking on the door, you know. And that's what part of this run is about. I feel very lucky to be a part of it. It's really fun. We're going to get tested really early. Morgan State, we're opening up tonight.
Yep.
Got a lot of talent. We got Quinnipiac coming in here, our former assistant.
He's there. Pecora's at Quinnipiac.
Yeah,
yeah, he just sent me a whole bunch of Quinnipiac stuff. He just sent me a whole bunch of jerseys and stuff from Quinnipiac for my kids.
I love it, man. He's the best. Nobody knows more what we do than Tom Pecora and Baker Dunleavy. Those guys,
that's right.
They will have us on lockdown Saturday night. And they've put together a hell of a team, man.
It's nice of you to play them, too, which is very nice of you to remember and take care of your guys and play them. Because, you know what, schedule is a big deal. You know that?
We'll see. We'll see how nice that is Saturday night.
That's a big deal for them. It is.
We got Michigan coming in here, and then we're going at Kansas, and we got our Big Five game. So we got UConn at the Garden this year, which is going to be awesome. So we're going to get tested early. That's the way we wanted it to be. And then hopefully going into the Big East. I think this is going to be a great year for the Big East, Mike. I really do. Like I said, we have a chance to be a league that eats our young. we could get it to where there's three or four teams in a tournament where we've had five or six every year, or we could be a 7-8 league. Have 7-8 teams in if everybody gets to the level they're capable of. And I think Georgetown and St. John's are two of the teams this year that could be at the top, which, as you know, is great for our conference.
You know, it's funny. You know how many kids go over to Villanova from Long Island. You see as much Villanova stuff on Long Island now as you do Yankee stuff. I mean, of course, you guys, you know, as big as you've become, and you know how many kids go to school there from here. So it's unbelievable. You see Villanova stuff everywhere. Well, listen, nice of you to come on opening day. Good to have you guys back. So congratulations on all your success and good luck this year.
Thanks, Mike. Great talking to you.
We'll see you at the Garden. Goodbye.
Hi, buddy.
Thanks. All right, Jay Wright, as the defending national champs open their season up tonight against Morgan State.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.